Hi, good afternoon. Am I speaking with James?
Yes.
Hi, James. Good afternoon. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details and pricing. How's your day going today, sir?
Real windy.
I got you. Okay. Well, overall, I mean, happy Tuesday to you. Kind of start things off here.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I know you were speaking with Doug. He's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did he do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have you showing up on the front page?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, he brought me on the line so I can go over the pricing with you, but before I just start laying the numbers out in front of you, did you have any questions in regards to the program, like maybe details of how it works or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from hearing the price?
Like how long does it take to get you up and running and then...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And,
so
I guess monthly cost.
Absolutely. So we do offer the services here on a month per month, or actually, well, the pricing's offered to you on a month per month basis, but we ask for a 2-month verbal agreement because one section can take up to 30 to 45 business days to get you up on that front page. So that's why we ask for a 2-month verbal agreement to start off with. Plus, it does make us performance-based. So in order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the 3rd month moving forward, it's up to us to provide results within that time frame. So it's offered to you on a, and then the other services that I'll go over here momentarily with you, there's other time frames for those that get your results a lot quicker. Okay, now the Platinum Package is what you qualified for today, James. It does have all the tools that Google looks for in order to help companies rank higher on the front page of Google, meaning moves them up on the map listing. It has all the bells, perks, and whistles inside of it to do so for the business owner. Now, the pricing without the discount. Now, you've been established for about 25 years, but I'm going to be able to implement a 50% discount from what we originally charged since you already have a website that's built. House repairs and much more, is that correct? Is that yours?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, normally we have to build our websites for our clients, but you already have one that's built, so like I said, I can give you that 50% reduced cost. Normally it's $5.99 with a $2.99 programming fee, but with the discount implemented, I'd be able to waive the programming fee and get you in at $2.99 flat, and that would be out the door. James, there's no other hidden fees that would be involved with that price point, no other surcharges, and like I said, it would be locked in at that discounted rate. It would never go up on you. Now, all of the program details that would include for you would still be Platinum Package service, so you'd be getting complete Google local optimization set up. You'd be placed under the map, found as a top recommended option. But the major benefit to that position is calls, they come directly to you. So you don't have to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee. It's direct client contact. And then what we would also be providing for you would be first page placement on Bing Local as well. Bing works the same exact way. We place you under their map on their search engine, and calls could come directly to you if that's a direction that a consumer is doing a search from. And then we can also attach your website as is. We don't change any of the content that's on the website, but we can attach it as is. That way we would bring traffic to it, and you would receive more phone calls towards your company, having attached to the largest search engines in the nation. And then what we also provide for the business is going to be, we help its ranking by placing you on 60 popular directories. But these are directories Google indexes on a day-to-day basis in order to help companies rank. So you'll be placed on the betterbusinessbureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. And then what we would also provide for you, James, is programming your company to show up into the mobile devices. And that's because nowadays everybody's doing internet searches from their cell phones, and their location's always changing whenever they're traveling. So what we're going to do is mobily optimize your business. That way you appear to show up from anybody that would be searching from any location, from any iPhone, any Android, and we cover you on all tablets out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we're going to literally cover all of your bases. The program also includes Facebook ads. Okay, the Facebook ads is going to get you found in up to a 50-mile radius outside of the Amarillo area if you choose to target that far. But we would also allow you to hand-select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. Okay, now the different the time frames for these other services, aside from the director, well, the Bing search engine, that takes 7 to 14 business days. The Facebook ads, those take about 7 to 14 business days as well. And then the directory, the directory submissions, we place you on those within 5 to 7 business days. So those are very quickly. And then we have you programmed in to show up on all mobile devices within 5 to 7 business days as well. Okay, so you're going to see exposure within the very first month, but we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement in order to, obviously, you see the program come to full fruition and you actually see how well it works, because by that time, you're going to be seeing a very large return on investment and be happy with the services. But let me ask you, I mean, after hearing the discounted rate of $299, I know it would vary depending on what job you'd be doing, of course, but how many clients would we have to bring you in order to offset that price and make it become profitable for you?
For the month, two.
Okay, just speaking realistically. And Doug also put me here that put here in the notes that you also, some of your more profitable services are like the windows, the doors, exterior painting, interior painting, stuff like that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, the reason I did ask is because I typed in interior painting in the analytics that we have here. It's a search that shows me all the searches that were conducted in the Amarillo area, but also a 50-mile radius outside of that area. Now, right here, it shows me 1,213 searches were performed. Now, I would never tell you that we're going to be able to bring you over 1,200 phone calls towards your company. I'm sure you know as well as me that's not realistic whatsoever. But it is our goal to place your company in front of a large percentage of those searches. That is realistic and doable. Now, the way we would go about helping you get some of that traction from those searches is we would go into each individual area and program your company in front of the audiences that are already looking for those services. Once we get you found in front of the audiences that are looking for the services you're offering specifically, that's going to lead a large majority of those phone calls towards your company from those people doing that search. But also, if you do the math, that even if we brought you 1% of that, that would still lead around 12 phone calls towards your company, theoretically, of course. But what we found out is by having the phone calls come directly to you by consumers that are already out there looking for your services, there's going to be a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer that's giving you that direct phone call. So it's just very important to be an option on the front page when they're doing that search, of course. But again, you know, that's why we offer the services here on with a 2-month agreement. It does strictly make us performance-based. James, we've been in business for 17 years over here, but in order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the following, for the third month following, it's up to us to provide you results within that 2-month time frame. But with all the services that are included at the discounted rate, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for your business, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with. I can definitely tell you that, James. But in order to make sure that we would be representing you properly, of course, what I would have to do here on the front end is just verify some information in regards to the company to make sure everything's accurate. Okay? Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 806-671-4647, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then we do have to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. It's a postcard size envelope that comes straight from Google. What would be the best physical address to send that over to?
1918 South Goliad.
South, and how do I spell South or Goliad? How do I spell that?
It's G-O-L-I-A-D.
Okay, Goliad. Okay. And is that an...
Yeah, that's actually a Texas ward.
Is it really?
Yeah, you should look it up.
I absolutely will. After this call, I definitely will. And then James, we do have to get you... Well, and then you would like the business name as shown as seen, right? House Repairs and Much More, Inc.?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure that's how you'd like it displayed on Google. And then also for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Young.
Y-O-U-N-G?
Yes.
All righty. And then what's the best email address to use for you or your business?
It's HR. andmm@gmail.com.
All right, so I have HRANDMM@gmail.com. Perfect. And then your what are your hours of operation for the business? How do you like to run it? Is it like 5 days a week, 7 days a week? How does that work?
Usually 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
8 to 5, you said 8 to 5 Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure I heard that correctly. Alrighty. And then also, and you're closed completely on the weekends?
I'll do some stuff on the weekends, but it's usually, you know, per call, because my wife likes to see me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Family time is definitely important, for sure. Okay. All right, and then also, when you're finished with the job, James, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work for the business?
Yes, all.
All forms. Okay, perfect. And then did you have any other forms of media out there for the company, like social media-wise? Did you have like a Facebook or an Instagram, anything like that?
Yeah, I have a Facebook page.
You have a Facebook page? Okay, perfect. All righty. And then also, one second here. Oh, and then if we would have to get a hold of you in regard to the account that you have with us, James, how would you prefer us to reach you? What's the best way? You prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Probably text message.
A text message? Okay. All right. And then what I'm doing for you right now is I'm sending you over an email. The email is going to fall into your inbox labeled client support. Now, client support is it's going to have client support's number that's located at the very top of the email, but I also give you my contact information as well. That's going to be located at the very bottom of the email above my Google credentials. Okay, so you'll be able to find both of those numbers. But each and every time you try to call one of those numbers, you're going to be able to reach a live agent, whether it be me or if I'm away from my desk, client support's the other one that you'd be able to reach a live agent on. That way you can get any answers that you want answered immediately or anything adjusted. Okay? So give me one moment here. I'm just making sure that it did send over to you successfully. That way it doesn't bounce back. Okay, it shows me that the email sent successfully, so you should be receiving that here momentarily. And then also, the last thing that we would need to do here, James, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming itself, that would be securing the listing at the discounted rate. In order to secure the $299, today, what's going to work best for your business? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card or credit card? What works best for the company?
Debit card.
Okay, now does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
Just my name.
Just your name? Okay. And then the card, normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Well, hold on. I'm driving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Take your time. Yeah, we definitely want you safe.
Yeah, we're under a red flag warning today up here where we're at.
Mm-hmm. And what's that mean?
That means we're high intense on having a wildfire.
Oh, yeah, that's no good. We have those all over in California, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're at 78 degrees, and the wind's probably blowing 65 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, absolutely. That's grounds for a fire for sure. That's not good.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready whenever you are.
4259.
Okay.
0900.
Okay.
1446-0860.
And the expiration month and year?
0326.
And the CVC that's on the back?
738.
And that card, is that card connected to the 1918 South Goliad Street?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Now, I have a question for you. On Google Maps, is it going to show our primary address?
No, so that's going to be hidden. What we're going to do, though, is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers know the area that you'd be coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know turn-by-turn directions to where you're at, to your home. So the address will be hidden.
Yeah, because that's my house, and I'm actually retired. In December, I retired from the Sheriff's Department with 20 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's a lot.
I was going to do four more, but I was in a motorcycle accident in August and messed up my leg. But it's doing pretty good, but I still can't run. But I tore my meniscus, my ACL, and they had to go in and put a cadaver bone in there to put it back together.
Oh, no. That's horrible. It was somebody else's fault too that caused the accident, huh?
No, I was actually cruising up in the mountains in Lake City, Colorado. I have a KTM 1190 Crotch Rocket, and there was a herd of deer when I came around the corner in the mountains.
So either
hit the deer, go up a cliff, or lay the bike down. So I laid the bike down.
Wow. But at least I bet that was scary, very scary. But at least you're alive and you're doing well and you're healing up. So that's always a positive thing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then what I'm going to do right now, like I said, I'm going to read those numbers back to you for accuracy here, but then I'm also going to go over a second voice verification that goes over the service agreement with Local Splash. Okay, now, if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, that way you have a firm understanding of what it asks you, because some of these questions can get tricky, just feel free to stop me and I'll address that question for you as we go along here. But it is pretty self-explanatory. But James, it reads as follows, okay? The card, I have it read as, give me one second here, I gotta go back. Okay, so it's a visa that starts with a 4259-0900-1446-0860, and then I have March of 26 and 738.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, James, will you please state the name of your business?
House Repairs and Much More, Inc.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
James Young, owner and president.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And and you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, but would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's going to be March 29th, 2022, in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $299. This would be a reoccurring payment. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew the same day of the 29th, but in that same discounted amount of $299. That rate will never change on you. Now, James, you may discontinue your agreement, though, at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. We would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now is they're running the 299. As soon as that does go through, I will be giving you the confirmation. You're going to be getting an email sent over to you from the system showing you that 299 came out of your account. Now, while I wait for that confirmation to get back to me, I'm going to set you up for what we call our client interview as well. The client interview process is where you actually sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they're going to be going over the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and also going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly. Okay, now, unfortunately, I can't get you in today because we do close here in the next 45 minutes and my agents are booked out with clients, but I can get you in tomorrow. Let me know if tomorrow morning works for you. Now, I believe, what time is it exactly? Is it, it's you're 2 hours ahead. It's 5:12, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I can get you in. How does 10 a.m. sound tomorrow morning?
Do I have to be in front of a computer?
No, it's just a phone interview. General knowledge questions in regards to, like, services you offer and stuff like that, but you don't need to be around a computer.
Okay. How long does that take, usually?
Usually, we ask for an hour window, but usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes, depending on how many questions that you have for them and so on and so forth. But we do ask that you block off an hour window for the client interview, just in case.
Okay. What's your last appointment for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, my last appointment would be, give me a moment here. I can get you in tomorrow. My last appointment would be 3 p.m.
Yeah, that'll work.
3 p.m.? Okay, let's do that. All right, let's go here. That would be 1 o'clock our time. And then I always verify the number. We're speaking on the number that they're going to be calling you on, the 806-671-4647. That's the number that they're going to be reaching out to you on, just to kind of clarify with you.
Yeah.
And then also, I got you all programmed in to get a call tomorrow at 3, and I do want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the local Splash team. The payment did go through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, James, I'm excited for you. It's definitely going to be a profitable service. Now, I do need you for a minute or two more. Are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yeah, hold on.
Yes, please. There's an email that I have over that was sent over to you. It says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yep, there it is.
Okay, perfect. Now go ahead and go into that for me. I'm going to provide you with your username for your client dashboard. You should, about the fifth line down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You see where it says that? The little blue link with the line underneath it?
Yep, it says here.
Yep, click right there for me.
Okay.
And then that's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top. What that's going to show you are the services that are included within the package. Now, if you scroll all the way down for me, it's going to be all the way at the very bottom. You see where it says cancellation and refunds?
I see careers, about, contacts, identification.
Mm-hmm. It's all the way at the very bottom.
That's the three sticky notes is all I see at the bottom.
Give me one moment here. Okay, let's take a step back. So did it show you, when you clicked on that link, did it take you to that page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top?
Yes, it says Terms and Conditions. And then underneath that, it says Local Splash Relevant Ads, Inc., DBA Local Splash.
Okay, so go ahead and check your text messages for me. We sent you over an SMS message. It says a copy of your invoice has been sent to your email. Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
I see access your dashboard.
Mm-hmm. Well, I need to provide you the username and the password to that, but also there's a signature box that needs to be signed as well, confirming that.
Okay. click here to accept the subscription terms.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says services. But you said the fifth line down, click where it says here.
It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms, about the fifth line down after you go into the invoice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then it goes over to terms and conditions.
Terms and conditions. Okay. Now you see it, scroll down to the very bottom for me. Do you see where it says, you see a signature box, like a DocuSign signature box?
Oh, there it is. I found it.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Now, you see where it says cancellation and refunds, correct? Above that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there's a little box below that where it says, in bold writing, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and all that information is true and accurate. So you would sign, you would click that box, and then you would sign your name at the very bottom inside the actual DocuSign signature box itself. And then once you confirm it, it will take you to another page. So let me know when you confirm your signature, because it will take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password.
Yep, that's where I'm at.
Perfect. Now the username is going to be your phone number that we're speaking on, the 806-671-4647. And the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you tomorrow at the time of the client interview at 3:00 by my agents. And then James, when you disconnect with them tomorrow after the interview's complete, you're always able to customize the username and the password to whatever you want them to be, if you choose to do so. Okay, but that is the that is the only requirement that we do have from you today. But I don't want to take too much more of your time here, James. But I do always ask before my agents give you a call tomorrow and we disconnect here. Did you have any other questions for me that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
Nope. I hope this works.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with. Like I said, that's why we asked for the 2-month verbal commitment. It's going to have, the company's going to, you're going to be very happy with the outcome. Okay? But like I said, just wait for that call tomorrow and we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you. Alrighty, James?
Alright. Thank you, Tyler.
Alright. Thank you for your time. You have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Alright. Bye-bye.